time saver for the farmers.
Soybean acreage is expected to increase again this year. That's on top of impressive growth in recent years. DuPont Pioneer field agronomist Clyde Tiffany cautions against continuous soybeans.
Well, anytime I hear about somebody doing beans continually, I start thinking about looking at a trait such as brown stem rot. That is more likely to come up. You also tend to sometimes build your populations of soybean cyst nematode. And if you're going to be good at managing soybean cyst nematode, you probably need to think about rotating either the source of resistance or the variety or both.
Tiffany says there was a significant learning curve with the new dicamba technology this past year.
Because of some of the state restrictions now, it'll change the dynamics of the application and when you can apply it and when you can be safe with it. And I think it really behooves us to make sure that we also don't rely on any one herbicide system solely. I think that's a tough lesson to learn with herbicide-resistant weeds coming out. So people need to have a layered effect. Good management practices would be you use a pre-down, and then you follow it with the various post-programs.
The North Dakota